From East Cowes to the Needles, this is Vectis Radio, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport.
I've got Nessie with me. You're listening to the Monday Magazine show on Vectis Radio, with you till four. This is Kevin, and I'm chatting to Nessie Worry, mm-hmm. who is a dancer. We've just found out that she's studying in Barcelona at a, what's it called again?
The Institute of the Arts, Barcelona.
Institute of the Arts. And that's going to lead to a global career in dance. But I've got to do this because you're a bit of a legend, aren't you? Because through your burlesque dancing, you've ended up on the back of buses on the Isle of Wight, haven't you? And elsewhere.
Yeah.
So tell us all about it.
So I danced with the Cream Tease Burlesque Show, which is an island-based burlesque company, and I've been really lucky with them. We've gone all around the world doing shows. And as part of one of our shows that we've been doing for the past 3 years at the Isle of Wight Festival, I think it's three years at the Isle of Wight Festival, earlier on in 2014, we were asked to recreate a Pink Floyd album cover photo.
Okay.
So you might have seen the album cover. It's of various girls like sat on a swimming pool by the side of a swimming pool with the Pink Floyd album artwork painted on their back.
Yeah.
And John Giddens asked us to kind of pose for these photos. But instead of using Pink Floyd album cover artwork, we're going to use the old Isle of Wight Festival kind of like artwork on it.
Yeah.
So we went to the Brunswick Hotel. We had various like island artists like painting our backs and copying these like these pictures from the posters.
Yeah.
And it was quite a long day, and all of us was kind of sat around. I think we had like Mrs. Henderson Presents, like watching it on the a laptop, trying to keep ourselves entertained. But the Brunswick Hotel were great, and they sort of gave us those drinks and what have you.
Yeah.
And then once we were all painted up, we went to their swimming pool, which was freezing cold. And we kind of stripped off and we put our legs in the water, and we had Stewie Hamilton, who used to live on the island and is quite well known like photographer on the island. He took the photo, and it was great. And then we were really, really lucky with what happened with the photo. It got posted in The Sun, in the Bazaar page, so that was really great. It was great to be on the same page as like Ed Sheeran and Rita Ora of our bums.
Yeah.
And then later on, it got posted on the back of the bus as part of the advertising for the festival.
Wow.
So yeah, we were, got our bums on the bus.
And you're still seeing your bum on the bus now,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, we're still seeing it.
It's crazy world, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is funny. Yeah.
Who would have thought when you set off dancing at the age of two that's what would happen?
Yeah, exactly. The highlight of my life to have my bum on a bus.
Yeah. Being interviewed about it on the radio.
Exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
What more could you want? But the serious bit behind that is that you got into burlesque, didn't you? And that's what led to that.
Yes, yes.
Can you explain? I mean, some people still might not know what burlesque actually is.
Yeah.
Could you describe it?
Yeah, sure. So, well, for starters, burlesque has kind of boomed over the past few years as kind of, I think especially like almost like therapy for women as well, because it is such a like female empowerment kind of thing nowadays.
Yeah.
But it did start kind of in the late 1800s, early 1900s, along with like music and vaudeville and that kind of era.
Okay.
And essentially it used to be stripping, and the way that like things like burlesque, you get the pasties and what have you. Pasties used to be like cover your nipples. Yeah. But they were all kind of around when stripping wasn't really allowed in bars, and there used to be police raids. So like the law of like with your pasties is that nipples weren't allowed to be on show, so these things were created to stick within the law.
But that
went through like all the wars, and obviously it was a great big boom in music hall and vaudeville back then.
Mm.
When the country was most deprived and you had the soldiers going and watching the shows, and and it kind of died out like through the 70s and through the 80s, but then Dieter Von Teese, as many of you might know, kind of brought it back recently.
Yeah.
And the audience has changed. It's not so many men nowadays, as I said. It's more kind of about female empowerment. And yeah, you get amazing burlesque stars nowadays, and it's just the glamour and the beauty of it all.
Okay.
So it is striptease, but especially even more now, like now, it's a mixture of like performing talent as well. It's often like often there's dancing involved, or like aerial acts, or it's usually got a talent alongside it now, which obviously like makes it even more beautiful and even more spectacular to watch.
Okay. What's the attraction for you? of it?
Well, for me, I love watching it. I think the art of the tease is great fun to watch, whether you're a man or a woman, and whatever sense it is.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to perform, because you have so much fun on stage when you do it, and you know you can feel a little bit sexy, but it's fun, and you can get dressed up and really nice.
Yeah.
I love burlesque, and as I said, it always like involves the talent as well.
Yeah.
And I think that is very important for like professional standards, because it has become more of a kind of a therapy thing. But it was quite funny, I was talking about this today, but performers especially, once you train yourselves, and girls go through training, and so do guys, go off to their schools, or whether it's just going to like years of ballet classes, and to be a performer, as you know, it does take training. You do have to learn skills, which I think that's the only difference. Sometimes you get, I think, more professional burlesque, obviously you can see clearly trained dancers, but sometimes when you do it, it's more like therapy burlesque for certain women. It's just getting to know your body, but feeling comfortable and confident, a confident, strong woman, you know.
Okay.
So I think there is a difference, because you can tell the difference when watching it, and I think that is important for people to know as well. Sometimes I think burlesque has recently got the label of kind of like, you know, the fat middle-aged woman who was the boa, it's a kind of stripping off, but there is a difference between that burlesque and the more professional side of burlesque, and obviously like more showgirly and the way that kind of moves as well.
But if you had to say to people, what is your, I don't know whether this is a relevant question or not, because I don't do much dancing myself, but if you had to say, what's your specialist as a dancer, would you, is there such a thing? Could you say, this is what Nessie is best at?
For me, I love burlesque personally, and dancing within like cabaret shows. I've been really lucky with work on the island, obviously being a part of the Cream Tees. So I joined that three years ago now, I've been dancing with them ever since I was 16. I was dancing in a burlesque show, so that was more the cabaret side of it.
Yeah.
And that, as I said, that's a great atmosphere when you're on stage. It's a real buzz you get, because it's such a fun style to dance with.
Yeah.
And I've been dancing in other cabaret groups on the island, dancing in hotels and what have you. And again, that's the same kind of thing. It's a really nice atmosphere, and you've got the wonderful costumes.
Yeah.
So I'd say cabaret is definitely my thing.
Okay. And do you dance solo as well as part of that? Or are you always with others?
When doing like the accompanying dance acts within a burlesque show, I'd be with like two other girls. We have a little troupe called Trinity Bells, but that can involve all of us at the same time, because everyone, especially in the Cream Tees, everyone is dance trained, so that's always a nice little, it's a cleaner factor of the show itself. In more recent productions I've done like solos as well, and I've done more burlesque, so that's been just as fun as well.
And is it possible to say where the future might lead you? Ooh. Have you got any thoughts yet? You've been at Barcelona for one year so far?
Not quite, one term
maybe. Have you got any ideas? Are you going to be a world traveller, or are you going to come back to the island?
Obviously with the shows of the Cream Tees, I know the Cream Tees have got a new production kind of like in the process at the moment. So I would like to see where that goes and see where that takes us, but because I'm still with them, I'm still dancing with them at the moment, which is hard to balance everything, but it's fun. It's good, and I can still keep involved. But I would love to do like cabaret contracts abroad as well. I love traveling. So as long as I can travel, I don't really mind where I go.
So a free plug for Nessie then. Nessie wants free travel to see the world.
You pay for my flight. It's fine.
Okay. And when do you go back to Barcelona?
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Sunday.
And when are you back on the island then?
And then I might be coming back like Valentine's weekend, I think, possibly. Might be up to like come back, because I'm doing the choreography for Rumpy Pumpy in London.
Oh, are you?
So I was involved with Rumpy Pumpy, the first production of it,
and
I've been asked again to do the choreography with the professional cast in London.
That'll be exciting,
I'm really excited for that, so I'm getting flown back for that during my reading week.
It's
gonna be good.
Wow, it's all happening for you.
I'm really excited about 2015. It's gonna be a good year, I think.
Okay, well, what's the right way to stop it? Because this is the first Monday Magazine of 2015, so a nice positive message. Yeah. Do you want to say Happy New Year to everyone
then? Happy New Year, everybody.
All your many friends all over the world.
Yeah, Oh no, I think it's going to be a good year. I really do have good vibes about it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, Nessie.
Thank you very much.
It's fantastic,
Kevin,
to talk to you. And now you're going to jet off and have coffee with lots of people.
Yeah, lots more coffee meetups before I go.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you.
Lovely to see
you. And we'll get
you
back
Kevin.
In later in the year, I think.
Yes, most definitely.
All right.
Bye.
See you soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.